The MTR Corporation has announced that its embattled Chief Executive Officer, Jay Waldo, will not stay on at the company after his contract expires in August next year. The MTR Chairman, Raymond Chen, said both sides agreed to the arrangement last year and it had nothing to do with a two-year delay to its high-speed cross-border rail project. Some legislators have been calling for both of them to step down over the saga. Damon Pang reports.
Raymond Chin announced the news that Mr. Waldo won't stay on past next August at the company's annual general meeting. Mr. Waldo said he had come to a mutual agreement with the MTR's board last year.
This was a mutual agreement that we had reached last year. The contract was renewed in August of 2013. And it fit, to be frank, it fit our family purposes, and that's why we wanted to do it.
Mr. Chin was asked why this was not announced when the agreement was made last year.
That is not a disclosable matter. I mean, we're a listed company. If anything is disclosable, we would disclose right away. At that time, it was a private agreement between the board of MTR and Mr. Walder. So what we're going to do now is that shortly we will commence a global search. This job is very important for Hong Kong. It's not an easy job at all. It's going to take some time to find the suitable person. We're going to look externally and internally.
Mr. Chin also told MTR shareholders that the express rail link delay will definitely be a factor when the company reviews its annual bonus to Mr. Walder, adding the company must reward and punish his staff in a fair manner. Mr. Walder had convinced the government not to tell lawmakers last November that the $67 billion project may not meet its 2015 deadline, insisting that the target could still be met. However, that proved not to be the case, and the delay was only announced last month. Ahead of the AGM, more than a dozen members of two political parties staged protests outside a meeting venue. The Labour Party and the Association for Democracy and People's Livelihood said the project's delay was unacceptable and accused the corporation of telling lies over the matter. ADPL Kowloon City District Councillor P.S. Yum said both Mr. Walder and Mr. Chin should go.
We come here to ask the CEO of MTR, Jay Walder, also the Chairman Chin, to fire himself because the trouble he made for the expat rail project is very poor.
Mr. Chin would only say in response that he believed his team was wholeheartedly trying its best to serve the public. Both him and Mr. Walder apologised once again for making serious mistakes in communications with the public, but not for their management of the express rail project. Mr. Chin, however, did get some support from some shareholders. Here's an exchange between him and one minority shareholder, Ms. Chen.
I don't want you to step down. Go on, look for the future. Hong Kong, it needs you to do it. And be brave to face all the problems you will face. But I do hope that you will reduce income. People are going on saying that you are too high pay.
It's because of shareholders like you. It makes the difficult job of being chairman of MTR worthwhile.
A committee set up by the MTR's board to review the reasons for the delay will meet for the first time tomorrow. Its chairman, former government official Frederick Ma, gave assurances that the committee will be impartial in its work. He stressed it is sufficiently independent because members are all non-executive directors of the board.
The Transport Secretary, Anthony Cheung, says the government will nominate new directors to the MTR's board to strengthen its governance, but he refused to confirm or deny reports that he's decided to resign over the rail delay, saying only that he'd focused on speeding up construction of the cross-border link. Priscilla Ng reports.
As the MTRC's majority shareholder, the Transport Secretary said the government shares the public's concerns about the corporation's management issues. Anthony Cheung said the government will nominate new directors to the MTRC's board, but said details will only be given later.
We feel that it is important that steps should be taken to strengthen the MTR Corporation Board. So in this respect, we are going to nominate additional board members, directors to the corporation. The details, of course, can only be released after we have followed through the established procedure for the addition of new directors. We have to realize that the MTR Corporation is a listed company. So we have to do things strictly in accordance with the company's ordinance and the articles of association of the corporation.
Meanwhile, Mr. Zheng refused to give a straight answer on whether he'll bow to growing pressure to step down.
In my political life, I know there are occasions where one faces huge challenges, paradoxes, and one has to sometimes make hard choices. Over this particular incident, I have been reflecting on the rights and wrongs of what I've done. But in the meanwhile, my most immediate task is to make sure that the Express Rail project would proceed as quickly as possible to have any delay minimized as far as possible.
He said the administration is now in its final stage of its plans to appoint three members to an independent expert panel to conduct a thorough review into the Express Rail delay. The man initially chosen to head the panel last week, Hong Kong University Professor Lee Chek Fun, stepped down just hours after the announcement, after it emerged that he was a non-executive director of one of the project's contractors.
Priscilla reporting. Well, for more on the story, we're joined on the line by our shareholder activist, David Webb. Good evening.
Good evening.
So the government says it will nominate new additional members to the MTRC's board. Do you think that that's going to help its governance?
Well, I think they're going to need quite a large boardroom. They've already got 15 directors, and some would say that was too many. So it's not really a question of adding new people as much as replacing some of the existing ones. But I don't think that's really going to solve very much. The government already elects all of the directors at the MTR because it's the majority shareholder, so even the so-called independent directors are only serving at the pleasure of the government. And that's the real issue with all listed companies in Hong Kong, that the independent directors ought to be elected by the independent shareholders so that they have a true mandate from the public shareholders to scrutinise the affairs of the company and not just serve at the pleasure of the king, as it were.
Is there any way that this could go to the MTRC shareholders?
Well, if the board appoints new directors, then they must stand for election at the next annual general meeting or the next general meeting before that. But given that the government has more than 50% of the company, it's a foregone conclusion that they would be elected for their three-year terms. The bigger issue is this pretense that we have in Hong Kong that companies have independent directors when they're all appointed by controlling shareholders, often with whom the company does a lot of business, and certainly in the MTR's case, it has huge amounts of related party transactions in terms of railway concessions and property developments and land sales with the government. We haven't, for example, yet heard what the concession terms will be for the Express Rail Link. In other words, the MTR is building it on behalf of the government with the government's money, and then it's going to lease it from the government, but on what terms, we don't yet know.
Are you concerned that the cost overruns and the delay may affect the performance of the MTRC's shares?
Well, not really, because it's all coming directly out of the taxpayers' pockets. The cost overruns and the $60 billion cost of the link to Shenzhen maybe $80 billion now, is coming from the taxpayer. The MTR company itself only gets a management fee, and perhaps there'll be some adjustments to that in terms of if the contract provided for penalties for delays, for example, in the payment of that management fee. It would be in the public interest to have really independent directors elected by independent shareholders who would oversee these new contracts to be signed between the government and the MTR over the concessions for the railway links. And the bigger question really for the government is, why go on with the worst of both worlds, having a listed company but controlling it, and not really having a free market approach to public transport policy here? So they should be doing a root and branch review of public transport policy, including the buses, the taxis, the non-franchise buses and so on, to produce something that runs more efficiently on free market principles.
How would you like to see the MTRC run on free market principles?
Well, in the MTRC's case, restore the fare autonomy that investors were promised when it was listed in 2000, allow it to set its own fares, allow the bus companies to do likewise and choose which routes to service, allow competition on bus routes, allow people to drive a taxi without paying someone else not to by having to buy their license. And similarly with non-franchised buses, we haven't had any new minibuses for over 10 years, and as a result, the cost of school buses is being pushed up and up. So there are a number of different aspects in which the system is starting to fall apart.
What do you think about, returning to the MTRC, what do you think about the issue of transparency, the fact that the delay wasn't announced last November?
Well, clearly the board isn't being kept properly informed about this. Anthony Cheung is a director of the MTR, so again, you know, putting more directors on won't fix the fact that he wasn't told properly or wasn't told properly. He's made some very inconsistent statements about all this, saying, first of all, that he was shocked in April to learn of the delays, and then saying that he did know something in November but was persuaded not to say anything. I think he needs to explain how to reconcile those two statements.
Do you think he can stay in his job?
I think his own governance skills have been severely lacking in this episode. So that's something that the chief executive will have to decide.
David Webb, thank you.